Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to protecting your family financially, trust Zurich. Get the advice you need from a financial broker today.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
We're Gatefall to Lash. Well, as we heard earlier in the programme, the RTE Director General has announced a new strategy that will see significant structural changes to the organisation. The DG told a meeting of staff this afternoon that the production of programmes such as Fair City and The Late Late Show will be moved off-site. 400 staff will leave through voluntary redundancy in the next 5 years, and the site in Donnybrook will be reduced, he says. Director General Kevin Backhurst joins me now. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Cormac.
Before we talk about the five-year plan and the changes at RTE, as you well know, we lost two iconic broadcasters, Tommy Gorman and Micheál Ó Muireann Hirthy, who listeners respected and loved, I think. Tommy Gorman has worked here, did work here up until his retirement for 40 years. You had dinner with him very recently, I'm told.
Yes, I went for dinner with Tommy on Monday. He texted me and said he was going to have an operation this week, and would I be free for either dinner or for go for a walk with him, which we used to do occasionally. And I said, yeah, I could go for dinner on Monday. So we went for dinner, and he was talking about, as usual, about everything. He wanted to talk about RTE, about UK politics, about Irish politics. He was very confident about the operation. He said to me, I'll text you afterwards. If you don't hear from me, then you need to worry. We spent a couple of hours together, and he was in great form and very happy. And, you know, as always, talking with huge love and interest in his family and what his grown up kids were up to. And, I was always interested to hear that because I've known them over the years. Mm.
And Micheál Ó Muireann Hirthy, I'm sure you've heard snippets of his commentary and so on. Mm. And you know how much of a sporting, a cultural icon he is in this country.
Yes, and I was lucky enough to meet him last time I was at RTE at Croke Park, actually, where he was sort of holding court near the commentary boxes. It was after he retired, but it was great to meet him. But yes, look, I was really well aware. I've heard a lot of his commentary. I've seen a lot of clips of him over the years. And, you know, I know he set the bar for RTE commentators. You know, his love of Gaelic games was matched by a love of the Irish language and a love for his native Kerry, and that came across in his beautiful accent. And he had a long and full life, but very sad today.
Yeah, and our deepest sympathies to both families, Muintir Ó Muireann Hirthy and the O'Gormans as well. Can we move to matters that we were due to discuss today? You announced wide-ranging changes to RTE. You had a town hall meeting with staff here in Donnybrook. Can we talk first about this decision, which we discussed earlier in the programme with Emma O'Kelly and Fianna Fáil TD Niamh Smith, to move two flagship shows, The Late Late Show, which is iconic in Irish broadcasting, and Fair City, which is much loved. You're saying you're going to move them off-site. Explain to me what you mean.
So what we're looking at is, first of all, we are, I need to talk about this, the strategy as a whole. We are having to reduce the footprint on Donnybrook here and move out of a number of buildings because they're 50 or 60 years old. They need enormous investment, and we're taking over a decade to repair all the buildings and get them to meet environmental standards. So we're having to pull back significantly on the Donnybrook site. At the same time, we are committed to working more closely with the Independent Production Centre and making more programmes around Ireland. And, you know, in the case of both Fair City and The Late Late, we'll be losing the facilities here on Donnybrook to make those programmes. The Late Late is obviously made in the TV building, which is 60 years old, listed, leaking roof, rather ageing equipment. Probably a studio that's smaller than we'd like anyway. But we won't be able to maintain that building beyond a five-year period. And in terms of Fair City, a similar thing applies. It's made in some of the buildings that we are planning on closing that we can't afford to upgrade or don't want to spend the money, public money, on upgrading. And we feel that actually, for Fair, and at the same time, as you know, we sold some of the land a few years ago, and The company that's planning to build their Cairn Homes will start construction quite soon, and quite a lot of Fair City.
So there would be an awful lot of obstruction. Will they be producing Fair City and the Late Late Show by independent companies?
Well, I think we need to look at the options, and I think those are two options for those two.
But as of now, you don't know.
Well, we do know that there are options available. We need to go out. We wanted to develop the plans.
Talking about next autumn now? Is that right?
No.
Okay, so when will this be from?
Well, I think that there's a different timescale for both of them. In terms of Fair City, there's a ticking clock in terms of construction starting, so will they be able to actually film on the site? But it's a significant job to move Fair City off-site. You need to build a new set. You need to find a studio that's prepared to take that and interested in taking it. You need to get all the issues around, the most important issues really, about the people who crew Fair City and the actors and so on, properly resolved to their satisfaction as well.
So will they be RTE staff working off-site with RTE terms and conditions, or will they be outsourced? Will the whole production be outsourced to an independent company?
Well, I think we need to look at all the options. We need to talk to the independent companies. I think, there is a question, if you take Fair City specifically, there's a question about do you move it wholly to an independent who wants to make it with their own staff, or do you move to a hybrid system where you build a new set on an independent piece of an independent studio and on part of the land there, and transfer some of the RTE staff to do it.
So what happens if either the independent production company doesn't want the RTE staff with RTE terms and conditions, or the RTE staff don't want to move to an independent production company? What happens to the RTE staff then?
Well, as I said to staff today, and there were understandably a lot of questions about this, as we do move more programmes out to the independent sector, and if Fair City were to move to the independent sector, there would be, there wouldn't be the need for those staff. So there are options available. There will be a voluntary exit package, and I reassured staff again, and I've said this many times, that it will be voluntary.
Where's the saving then?
There'll be training opportunities for people if they want to move around within RTE and they're appropriate jobs available here, and people will have a period of time, a number of years, to make these decisions, because this is a 5-year transition and none of this can happen overnight, and it's not a kind of sign up to a voluntary exit package
or
in
else.
6 weeks or else.
Okay, so there are going to be opportunities and so on.
My other question then is,
so there's a question mark, let's say, or if I'm working on Fair City or the Late Late Show, there's a question mark around my future now, because I don't know if I'll be working with an independent production company, or if I'll be RTE staff or working off-site, or if I'll be retrained somewhere else. Where is the saving, though, for RTE in all of this?
Well, the primary saving is that we don't have to spend £300 million on the buildings on Donnybrook, because we can't afford to do that. So we're going to be moving back to a much smaller part of Donnybrook in the most modern building we have, which will cost approximately 50% of that. So there's £150 million saving for starters. Second thing is and I'm not saying that we've taken a decision about either of those programmes, but as part of the Future of Media Commission report, we are required to spend 25% minimum of public funding in the independent sector. So we're going to have to increase our spend in the independent sector as part of the Future of Media Commission report and conclusions, which the government's agreed to. There may not be day-to-day savings on Fair City, frankly, if it goes to an independent, but there will be huge savings on not refurbishing the land, the buildings here will need to do.
So it's almost like the capital cost that it would take to bring the RTE or the Fair City site up to speed and the Late Late Show studio up to speed. Is that right? But then there are ongoing costs in terms of renting an adequate studio for the Late Late Show, for example.
Yeah, but we already have agreements like that. For example, Dancing with the Stars is very successfully produced with an independent at their studio. We don't have a studio here that's big enough to do Dancing with the Stars. And frankly, we could have a bigger studio for the Late Late, potentially, if we work with an independent. I would just say on the Late Late, by the way, I mean, that's a relatively small team and people move in and out of that. Some people have been there a long time, but some people move into that from radio and out to TV or to news. So that's a relatively small number of people. Obviously, the operations people who work on that in the studios, there are more people there.
No, I understand that point, yeah. I think the staff at the town hall meeting were taken aback a little bit. Certainly, Emma O'Kelly was saying they were confused. And I just wonder, for example, the Late Late Show, has this been discussed with Patrick Keelty?
Yes.
And is he okay with
this?
He's
aware of it, yeah.
Yeah. He has no problem with any of this.
So long as we do it right. I mean, he's well, of course, we make the presenter aware of what we're planning. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You say it would cost $300 million to upgrade the radio building site. Is that correct?
The whole of the Donnybrook site. If we upgraded all the buildings here, yeah.
And you say there's a 50% saving there, $150 million. Mm-hmm. Does that mean you're going to spend $150 million on upgrading the other part of the site? But is that
correct? So we would move to one end of the site, which for those people who know, it's near Nutley Lane, and it's a building called Stage 7. And yes, we'll be investing. We'll be moving the newsroom from one of the old buildings into there. We'll be investing in a number of new radio and TV studios in there, like we've invested in this studio here, so that we can provide modern state-of-the-art studios for the considerable amount of production we'll still be doing on site. We will still be doing a lot of radio, all our news and current affairs, and a significant amount of sport on site. So there's going to be a lot of production still on site.
There won't be any entertainment programmes produced on site, will there?
I think it's highly unlikely unless they're done in small studios.
Really?
Hmm.
Even regionally?
Oh, well, we might look to do something in Cork, in new studios there. That's one of the things we are looking at in Cork, yeah.
What about the Today programme?
Yeah, well, the Today programme is not entertainment, right? So we are, we're committed to the Today programme. It's very successful for audiences, and in fact, a key part of the strategy is about investing in our presence in Cork. So, that will mean that we move out of the very old building that we're in Cork, and we find a better place down there. And we are ambitious for creating more content outside Dublin and around the rest of Ireland, so that we can reflect the rest of Ireland more effectively to audiences.
Okay, how do you reflect the rest of Ireland if you have no drama or light entertainment being made here?
Well, we virtually do no drama. There is virtually no drama made by RTÉ apart from Fair City, as it is. Virtually all of our drama is made by the independent sector apart from Fair City. And in terms of entertainment, we only make The Late Late. And even Tommy Tiernan, which is made on site here, is made in a hybrid way by an independent production company in an RTÉ studio. So there are different models. There are hybrid models. There are independent models. But in the end, RTÉ controls what it commissions. It has editorial oversight. And we work incredibly successfully already with the independent sector on all our children's content, most of our drama. The vast majority of our entertainment programmes are all made with our partners in the independent sector.
Yeah, but that's not RTÉ being creative. Will there be any creative programmes from RTÉ?
Yeah, well, it's creative commissioning those programmes, get involved. There are teams that still get involved in that. I mean, creativity is at the heart of this, and I don't think people would say that it's not creative when you commission the incredible factual documentaries that we already commission working in partnership with the independent sector.
Okay. Are you certain now that we'll have a decision from government on future funding, or what are you hearing from government before the end of July? Because that's what Niamh Smith was telling us.
Yeah, I'm not certain. I mean, I really welcome the statement from the minister today, who said that there would be legislation in the autumn, and they remain committed to taking a decision about public funding before the summer recess that can then be translated into that legislation in the autumn. And I also very much welcome the fact that we will be receiving the €20 million interim funding that the government said we would get when we set out our plan for implementing the recommendations of the expert committees who looked into governance here.
The Arts and Media Minister, Catherine Martin, said that legislation for a new public funding mechanism and for public service media will be published in September. Is there any further detail, or do you have any further information for me on that?
No. I mean, the only further information I have is I know there are live discussions within government about what is the mechanism for funding. And I also know that we've been presenting our plans to Commissioner Mann, the regulator, to make sure we're delivering our public service commitments and that they are satisfied with the strategy in terms of delivering for audiences.
Can I ask you about something that Terence O'Rourke was asked about at an ethics committee recently? The question of a payment of €400,000 and a settlement package to a member of staff. Mm-hmm. What can you tell me about that?
I can't tell you any more than Terence O'Rourke said in that committee. It's part of an ongoing process.
When will that be finalised?
As soon as we can finalise it.
Do you have a timeline on that at all?
I'd like to finalise.
By which you want to make a decision?
Yeah, look, I want to finalise it as soon as possible because I had to make changes with my leadership team and I've made virtually all of them. This will allow me to confirm my permanent leadership team. So I'd like to finalise it as soon as I can finalise it and get out of the way.
Are so you saying you can finalise your permanent leadership team until this issue has been resolved?
I'd like to tie up all the loose ends and then confirm my permanent leadership team.
Are you keeping the minister abreast of the developments here? Because I know this caused some angst previously.
Yes, it did cause some angst. Yes, the new chair, Terence O'Rourke, has kept the minister abreast of, and I've kept the officials abreast of these discussions for a number of months now, yeah.
Okay.
And can I just say, I mean, you know, there is a legal process and we're going through it absolutely the correct process. The minister's been kept informed and, you know, because of that, I can't say any more at the moment, but we will say more, obviously, if and when it's finalised.
And you promised more transparency as well. Mm-hmm. Will detail be given on that?
I'll give as much as we can possibly give, given the legal constraints, which I'm sure you'll appreciate.
I do. It's still an interim leadership team, is that right?
Yeah.
How long are you here now?
Nearly a year, yeah.
So why don't we have, is it issues like this, legacy issues or that are legal difficulties that are preventing you from announcing a permanent leadership team? Is that it?
Yes, partly. And partly, look, there are two more members of the leadership team that we've just been out recruiting for a new head of video, TV and player, and a new head of audio, which is radio and other audio content. And we're right in the middle of those processes. We hope to make those announcements in the next week or so. Once I've made those announcements, we're very close to being able to confirm the permanent leadership team. I mean, most of the permanent leadership team is there now and it looks very different from the past executive.
Okay, RTÉ Director General Kevin Backhurst, thank you very much indeed for joining us.